Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Smart Sister Show. And today I'm going to talk about the ballot or the bullet. The speech that Malcolm gave back in 1965, I believe it was. No, 64. I was 3 years old. Okay, so it's been 58 years ago that he gave that speech. And it is as true today as it was then. It's unbelievable. And if you've never listened to it, please go to YouTube and check it out, The Ballot or the Bullet. And basically, we, some 58 years later, are in the same position. After Tuesday's elections, when I sit back and look at what's going on, when you look at how Black people have been marginalized or disenfranchised, where Malcolm talked about this, like the difference between a Republican and a Democrat is the difference between a wolf and a fox. They're both canines, but let's face it, the wolf, I would say, are the Republicans, okay, because they are deadly trying to get what they want. But the fox are the Democrats because they have tricked and bamboozled us so much for these 58 years. They're slick, okay? They're tricky. And that's why I would say the Democrats are a fox, because ever since Johnson, ever since, now everybody's, oh, well, he passed the civil rights legislation and he did this and he did that. And he also said, I'm going to do something where I'll have niggas voting for the Democrats for the next 200 years. And did he lie? Okay, here he was friends with Senator Eastland, who was also a friend of your current president. But they were all those Dixiecrats. And as Malcolm said, don't get it twisted about the Dixiecrats, because a Dixiecrat is a Democrat. Okay, and Northern Democrats do the same thing. They work all together. And like Malcolm also said, anything below the Canadian border is the South. And that is still as true today as it was back then. Think about it, people. I'm talking to my Black folks here. Out of all this voting, you done sang, you didn't march, we did all this stuff, we still got to fight even for the right to vote. White folks still don't even want to give you the right. They're up north, they're gerrymandering, and Malcolm mentioned that too. So here, 58 years later, they're still creating pockets of people to vote the way they want them to. And to carve out, so the political power of Black people is curtailed, because they carve out a go all around the barn to get around your neighborhood, so you in your district doesn't have the power that it should have. Okay, they're still doing it. I don't know, and that's another thing Malcolm said that is so true today. He was like, how can you keep running up behind somebody, trying to support them and vote for them when they give you nothing? He said, you're a chump. And I have to agree. You're a chump. And then he said, and if you keep doing it, you're a race traitor. And need I say more, 58 years later, a whole lifetime later, you still doing the exact same thing and you get nothing. Okay, Stacey Abrams, sister, you done worked your heart out for the Democrats. You registered people. You've done all this work. But enough Democratic white women couldn't vote for you. 70% of white women in Georgia voted for Kemp. Okay, so where is all the sisterhood and the allies and everything? Now, the first thing they're going to do is try to turn it around like they already tried to and say, well, Black men aren't voting for you. That's a damn lie. And this election showed it. Okay? white women didn't vote for Stacey Abrams. Let's not get it twisted. They didn't vote. Okay, just like they put Trump in office the first time around. It was white women that outvoted white men damn near to put him in office. So we need to come clean and be perfectly honest and clear about what is going on. And until we control the politics in our own communities where you don't have a damn fish fry having as Jim Clyburn having his fish fries that ain't done a damn thing for black people. His area is still the poorest in the country. So all this time, after a fish fry, what has he done to help his own community? And I've talked about it before. The Congressional Black Caucus ain't worth a damn in terms of what have they done for all of their respective communities. Now, I'm not going to indict everybody because I'm sure some programs, some things that they're doing, but collectively, what is it doing? That's what I want to say. Every other caucus does not sit up here and try to have all these damn allies and working together. You know, the Latinos don't do it. The Asians don't do it. But we do it. We always bending over backwards trying to include everybody, and nobody gives a shit about us. Okay? And here it is. Malcolm called it. Malcolm called it. 58 years later, we really are in worse shape than we were in 64, to be honest with you. Economically, politically, okay, we got a few people in office, okay, but what are they going to be able to do for their respective communities? Okay, we just got a brother, just won, governor in Maryland, hopefully. Okay, we'll see what he's going to do, because there's plenty of black folks need the help in Maryland. And all I'm saying is, like Malcolm said, is our politics needs to be black nationalism, period. Like he said, put all your religious stuff aside, put everything aside. We need to be about, if you are not about our community, then you don't deserve our vote. And that's why I'm saying right now, we're going to see. Because come 2024, if black people have not gotten some legislation, it doesn't matter. When the Democrats run the House and the Senate, whatever, somehow the Republicans always can stop everything. Why? What is the problem? Everybody else can get something but us. And I'm not, like Malcolm said, you need to be, you're just a chump if you going around keep allowing this to happen. That's how I feel. You can't beg up on freedom. Like I said, either we going to fight for it or what. Like he said, the ballot or the bullet. Which one is going to be? We've been trying to ballot. How long now? And what you got? We still at the bottom of everything. We can't get any legislation. All the promises Biden made to the black community in terms of police, among other things, and some things that are pertinent just to our community, we have not seen yet. And won't. Because they already know, well, they scared of Republicans, so they gonna vote for us regardless. And that needs to stop happening. And I am saying to you young people, is up to you. You all are coming out. You all are understanding. You all are getting more politically astute. And you need to be the ones that are telling both of these parties that you're not doing nothing if black people are not getting what they need. And all of us old handkerchief heads need to move out the way and let the young people do what they got to do, because we had our time and we done messed it up because we still don't have a damn thing to show for those 58 years. Now, I was a child, when Malcolm was saying this, and here I am old as you know, Hector was a pup And I he an old dog, so I'm an old dog now. And what we got? And I've been politically active all of my life. Okay, but now, I'm an independent, like I said, and if I don't see nobody saying nothing, I'm not voting. And you don't deserve my vote. And as I've said many times in all of my videos before, our ancestors thought they were doing the right thing. Okay, they fought for what they believed in. But even they, I think, would look at things the way they are now and say, wait a minute, we got all these hoses sprayed on us and beaten down. And what y'all got? What did all of that do? And you still can't vote everywhere. You still fighting for the opportunity to vote in different places. So the hell with it. And I'm with Malcolm too. It's separation time, people. We done tried everything. How much more do you need to go down before you just take control of your own stuff? The whole world wait for us to do that. And we still sitting up here trying to, you know, weave and bob and, you know, it's going to take unity. What unity? With who? White folks can have all the time in the world to give you all the stuff and time in the world. And they still not. So, like he said, black nationalism. That's what it's going to take. We have to take control of our own communities and handle things ourselves. Because I say to people all the time, why do you think your enemy or your oppressor is going to give you the tools in order to beat them? Why would they? That doesn't even make any damn sense. And like Malcolm said, you've been a chump. I'm just going to say it, a chump. And as he said, if you keep doing it, you're a race traitor. And that is the damn truth. How much longer is it going to take? And vote for something and get something for it. Okay? It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. It really doesn't. And the more you try to vote as a people, the more they're trying to put roadblocks and get you out the picture. So let them have it. Go ahead and do your thing. Because like I said, local politics is more important than these national politics, to be honest. Okay? Who's your mayor? Who's your fire chief? Who's your chief of police? That you need to be getting up out of here. The judges. And I'll be honest about the fact that I didn't research. And so I don't vote for the judges because I don't know who they are. I could be voting for the biggest damn white supremacists on the bench if I don't know their record. And what is really out there for you to really learn about these judicial positions? Okay? Really? Okay, you have to do a hell of a lot of work and research to see. And you know, and these are some of the things that we as a people need to start doing. We need to start doing a report card on everybody running for office, be it local, national, whatever. Some organization needs to do more of that other than the NAACP or any of them because they bought and paid for it too. So we need some independent people or an independent nonprofit or something that's looking out for the interest of our people and putting their reports out, period. And if there are any out there, let me know, that are not funded by the people that they're going to have to talk about. So I'm going to look into that. And that's the kind of stuff that we need to do. Your freedom ain't free, okay? We got to do the damn work. And the work is finding out who all these people are, and if they don't give us nothing, we're not giving them nothing. Just vote to be vote. What difference does it make? You can vote for whoever is in there, and if they don't ever do a damn thing for you, what was the point? What was the point of the vote? If anything, you slapping your own self upside the head, okay, for vote for somebody that ain't doing a damn thing for you. So don't be a chump. Don't be a race traitor. Malcolm's brilliance is still as brand new today as it was 58 years ago. And once again, young people, please go and listen to that speech and see how true it still is. And we are at, it's time for the ballot or the bullet. The ballot is gone. The bullet is, didn't the United States have, like Malcolm said, the odds were against them, the 13 little colonies and the British government, okay? They broke away and started the United States, and it was some bloodshed and it was some violence. So anytime white folks come to telling you what you shouldn't do and, oh, that's violent, or that's how this country got started, that's how it stays in power. And another thing he said in that speech, he said a white man will never win another battle on the ground. And that is true. Why do you think they sending drones and every damn thing else? Because, like he said, it takes heart to fight a guerrilla warfare. Like he said, honey, it's even Steven. If you drop some of them off in the forest, in the woods, in the whatever, and the little rice farmers had knives and guns or whatever, and when the white folks with all their tanks and technology and whatever, they ran their asses up out of Vietnam, okay? So we've got to understand the same thing. He said, the odds, what are the odds? They always sending you off to fight some damn body else. Well, you need to look at the odds right here, because all we got to do really is keep our money in our damn pocket. Like I said, it's been, we can have a bloodless revolution easy. Because if we didn't spend our money the way we do, we could shut down a whole bunch of stuff and never shoot a bullet, never have a fight, never anything. That is the key. So we got to become more aware of what black nationalism is and do it. Because, honey, the ballot is over. So that's all I got to say. We shall see what is going to happen between Warnock and Herschel dumbass Walker, which he's probably going to win because the white folks want him. And like I said, once you step out of Atlanta, you're in Georgia. Okay, we always think of Georgia, oh, it's black, it's kind of that. Yeah, just Atlanta. What about the rest of it? No, them good old boys still down there. So we'll see. We shall see. And that's all I got for this week. I'll see y'all next time. And don't forget to share this with some more young people. I'm going to really start reaching out more to young folks. Because, honey, some of us old ones, old handkerchief heads, ain't never going to change and stuck in our ways. And I'm tired of that. I can't deal with that. I got to go where the young folks going. Okay, and so subscribe, send this to your friends, share, let's do the damn thing, and let's start really talking about some real organization, because as Kwame Ture used to say, organize, organize, organize. That's where we at. I'll see y'all next time.
Thank you for coming by the show today, and I really appreciate your support. I really hope I'm able to reach you and help you and give you some information or whatever. Or even if I piss you off, that is the point. At least you're thinking, you're feeling something, and that's exactly what I want the audience that follows me to do. I want you to feel and I want you to think. So thanks again for stopping by. The show now is on iTunes and Stitcher. It should be coming to Google Play and Spotify very soon. So please go there and give me a comment or a like or subscribe. And next month I'm going to do some type of promotion for everybody that leaves a review or whatever of the show on any of those venues. So please keep me in mind also to give any type of donation that you can afford. It takes time, it takes money, it takes everything to make this show possible, and I really want to keep it going for us so I can continue to be an independent voice that we need out here in this world today. So you can go to my website, smartsister.com, and there's a link to my Patreon page, or you can go directly to Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. EON.com/smartsister, and you will find my page. And as I said, always feel free to give me any ideas for shows or any topic you'd like for me to address by emailing me at smartsistert@gmail.com. So anyway, thanks again, and I will see you next week. And remember, know thyself. Have a good one.